listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of May. The prepper tip of the day. If you expect you may have guests show up, siblings, children, grandchildren, parents, and they may need extra shoes, especially the children. Children's feet grow, as we all know. Do what I did. Find a thrift shop that sells boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls, for 50 cents a pair, which I did locally. I've done this a couple of times, filled up really big black plastic trash bag with shoes. How about 40 pairs of boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls for $20. 40 pairs for $20. At 50 cents a piece, that's what you get. Just inventory them, put them in a cool, dry place, and if and when these guests show up, you'll have plenty of boots and shoes to accommodate men and women, boys and girls. That would be a smart thing to do. This is the hour I look forward to every week, where my friend Leon Green, Leon and I refer to each other as brothers with different mothers. We have such a lot of commonality in our backgrounds, both military veterans, both private investigators, both preppers, and both of us, of course, incorporate doTERRA oils into our daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Do we have you for the full hour, or are you going to run off to do some adventure training?
Not right now, but next week I am. But yes,
all right,
I'm here.
Well,
okay,
make me jealous. Tell me what you're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going back to do some advanced training out at Frontside, and I'm on the way back coming to Colorado. I'm going to stop by Salt Lake City. My son and I'm flying in, and we're going to go do some backpacking, and then we're going to work with some MARSOC out in Utah, doing some long-range Reese carbine, so night vision and all things like that.
Very nice. Well, Leon, you're going with us on the cruise, and everybody who goes on the cruise gets a lifetime commander certificate to Frontside, If you were to go to the front site website right now on May the 21st and buy one, it would cost you $25,000. It's a high dollar premium. Now, you may not need training at front site. You think, well, I don't need that training. However, the pastor of your church could, these are transferable certificates. If you give that certificate to the pastor of your church, the pastor could designate a man or a woman to go there to get the training and then come back and train the security team for the church. That would be a really helpful and very smart thing to do, wouldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, people on my team, you know, I get to train them as well. So it's important to have those skills. And now they've incorporated one other thing at Frontside is they're doing a EMS, advanced first aid and life support. And then once you graduate that, you have access to some of their North American Rescue, where they train the PJs and other special 18 Delta. And so it's good. Now that's separate from Frontside, but it's being held on the property right now. But it is very good. Maybe once you've taken the class, you can come back and take it, you know, for good, for free, for life. So I've seen five iterations I've been there. So it is very good.
Well, if I'm looking for team members to join me, I'll be more enthusiastic about recruiting somebody with a high level of emergency first aid training than I would a skilled marksman. I can take anybody with normal hand-eye coordination and make an average marksman out of them in one day. And within a few weeks, if they're enthusiastic and want to learn, I can take almost anybody and make them a pretty skilled marksman on one hand. On the other, advanced life-saving skills cannot be acquired very quickly, can they, Leon?
Absolutely. And just like firearms, it's a perishable skill. So if you don't work on it, whether it's suturing or any of the other advanced techniques, they start to fall off very quickly. And so, yes, it is something that is imperative. And so, I agree with you 100%. It's harder to find a competent medic than it is to find a competent shooter.
Absolutely. Much more rare skill set. Well, Leon, talking about medical help and prepping, the doTERRA oils being inventoried for each prepper is a good thing. You could have a small kit of several oils to carry out in the bush. You do backpacking with your son, and I've done my share of that. Taking a novice who wants to go backpacking and watch him pack their bag, I've learned from experience, just let them pack everything they want to, because you can't tell them not to pack so much. They have to find out by carrying that backpack up and down some hills. That's what really makes them a believer, not to pack unnecessary things, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It was funny how much stuff was ditched at the vehicle last trip to Sawtooth Mountains. And you're right. If you carry too much, your bones will and your muscles will tell you very shortly how important it is to pack efficiently and absolutely what you need. And that's where it's important to use multi tools. So they have duplicity, and so that's what's advantageous about the oils. You know, peppermint, a good example, is phenomenal for mental focus, for being very much a vasodilator, so you can breathe better, especially if you're hiking of those, you know, magnitude 1,800 vertical feet in a day, and you know, with 50 pounds or 30 pounds on your back, and so when you have one oil that can do many different things, your muscles are sore, so it's an analgesic. And if you start to get, sleepy in the afternoon, you can use it to stay awake. So, you know, it's a multi-tool that has so many features. And lavender, going to sleep, but it's also an analgesic. So to have those duplicitous items in your, at your availability or access is very smart and prudent, because it allows you to do many things without carrying more unnecessary weight. And it doesn't matter if you're hiking 1,800 feet or if you're in your kitchen and you are using them for upset stomach and things of that nature. So there are so many benefits just from one oil that it makes a lot of sense to use it with with bugging out or bugging in?
Absolutely. Well, Doterra makes it easy. They offer kits help people get started. And let's look at some of these kits here. I know a kit makes it easy, and you don't need to go through a whole lot of thought process. Let's see. An enrollment kit be a good place to look here?
Absolutely. Yes. You should see in there,
Let's see what we've got. Family essentials, home essentials. Let's see. Which would you, if you're going to go out in the bush, which one of those would you take? Family essentials, healthy habits, or home essentials?
I'd take the home essentials. And because of the fact that, if you're going to be out in the bush, I would definitely have deep blue, the frankincense because of the multitude of uses, and probably peppermint or lavender. And when you have that, you'll be able to address all those issues. Now, if you're going to be out there for an extended amount of time, I'd also take On Guard. So in case you come across some bad food.
Well, On Guard's in there. So this is basically a medicine cabinet in a space about the size of maybe two packs of cigarettes. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the kit right here. It's got frankincense, lavender, lemon, melaleuca, oregano, peppermint, doTERRA Breathe, a proprietary blend, digestion, help you with it's another proprietary blend, On Guard, which is doTERRA's version of Thieves Oil, and Deep Blue. I use, when I'm working out, I use Deep Blue to help with sore muscles to relieve some pain. Very effective. My grandson, who he's in his final year of football, college football. He's already got NFL recruiters talking to him on a first name basis. But I told him about peppermint when he was in high school playing football, and it's helped him in his performance. So for going out into the bush for an operation or going cross country, whatever it might be, the Home Essentials enrollment kit would be a really good starting point, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, and that's a great way to start. And then if you have specific issues that may be, inherent to one person or multiple people in the family, then you can add those on individually. But the advantage of getting an enrollment kit is you save money, and you actually save more than the 25% that you get off as a member. And when you get it as a member, you get it for 25% off for life. And it's not a annual membership like you need for Sam's Club and Costco. It's one time, and it's good forever. So it's a smart way to get it. And then with that one, you also get a free diffuser, which is something they've added that allows you to be able to use it both in home and theoretically, if you had an inverter in your car, you could do it the same way if you're going on a long trip. So it's a great way to protect yourself when you travel, as well as at home when guests arrive, for the 50 pairs of shoes or 20 pairs of shoes.
I can tell you've been listening. Thank you, Leon. When I was in the active duty in the Special Forces, I was so disappointed that the Army did not have an individual first aid kit. I had to make my own. I took a Tupperware container, a sandwich container, and made a kit that would fit inside a canteen holder, canteen cover. I would think that the United States Army would have at least a first aid kit for the individual soldier that was worthwhile, but they didn't. They may now. I don't know. So I made my own. If I was going to do that now, of course, I would incorporate the doTERRA oils into the kit, so that when I'm out in the bush, I could take care of minor things that need to be addressed and help some of my team members, because of course I would share my oils with the team members on my team. But each trooper, each team member should have their own kit and have some minimal training themselves, shouldn't they, Leon?
Absolutely. And one of the things I took last week was some Israeli trained medics from, you know, from here in America, from Arkansas. They you know, they described the IFAC that's now being administered, but they said, you know, that cat tourniquet that's in your kit, that's, you should all be the same. Everybody on your team should have identical ammo, unless you have, you know, a saw or squad weapon, automatic weapon, and, you know, the designated Martian's rifle. But they said, as long as everything's identical, it is the best way to, if you get hit, you can grab theirs and apply it to them. And so the goal was not for you to administer all of your stuff to everybody on the team. It's to be able to make sure it's an individual first aid kit, which blows me away. But because after World War II, you think they would learn all the mistakes. And I don't know if the medics and the docs didn't want the, you know, the knowledge. It's almost like like some of the audios or the commercials I hear, you know, the priest of these two fields, banking and medical. They don't want you to, you know, invade their territory. And so I don't know why, even in the 60s, that they would not encourage or provide. They provided cigarettes, so why couldn't they provide something to keep the guys alive, more importantly? So, yes, I can see why you'd be disappointed. And it's not just the Army, it's the military in general that, you know, they had these shortcomings. And I don't know if...
Well, that's, you know, in the regular Army, you're right. In Special Forces, whenever we're together, whatever we might be doing, if there's any discretionary time, men will train each other in their own specialties. It's called cross-training.
Yes, sir.
A Special Forces A team is 12 men, where you've got six two-man units of skill sets in intelligence and medic and light weapons, heavy weapons, and so forth, engineer, so that when you cross-train each other, each man learns as much about the other skill sets on the team as they can, so that no matter what's happening, you can help each other accomplish your goals. Right, Leon?
Absolutely, and that is crucial because, I mean, the military, I mean, I remember before I went to my ship, they had me go to 8 different schools, and one of them was anti-terrorism school. Instead of flying me across the Pacific to pick up my ship in Australia, they said, no, we're just going to leave you here, and you take all these classes. So I took all these different classes. And so that is the military, or at least the Navy's way of cross-training, while they have you in a holding pattern. So, you know, I encourage that. You know, the people in your group, especially if you have an organized community, should, you know, focus on their best skills and then get together and cross-train as much as possible. And they can give them advice on, you know, items to acquire inexpensively. And also added training that if they want to pursue, you know, it's good to have more than one medic on a team, because that medic may be hit, even though, you know, in military, you're supposed to expose yourself as, you know, I'm a medic here to protect everybody. But we know that the enemy does not care, and they actually shoot him. So now it really is demoralizing. So it's crucial that you have as many people.
The book I read about the Spetsnaz, written by a former Spetsnaz officer, said that the Russian military does not train their men to respect the Red Cross that's used by our medics and our medical facilities and transportation vehicles. It's just another really easy target. It's all that is, that Red Cross on a white background. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get started on the oils, at my website at thelibertyman.com, under products, there's a drop-down menu. Drop it down, go to the doTERRA oils, and you can place your order right there. A good starting point is a home essentials enrollment kit. If you get that, and if you get certain kits, Leon will tell you which kits you can get. You'll also get a training certificate for a class at Frontside. Tell people how that works, Leon.
Yes, sir. The one we just talked about was the home essentials kit. It has 10 oils and the diffuser. And that is only $275, and that price hasn't changed in 6 years. And so it shows that even though they've added new oils to doTERRA, you know, the company has the ethics to say, hey, we want to give you the most you can get. And so when you get that kit, the oils are included, and then if you get that kit, we're going to give you the ability to take a certificate out to Frontside and attend the class, 4-day class, for free. You just bring your own ammo and whatever piece you have.
Absolutely. And here's our break. Call numbers. Hold on, Leon. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lena and I are going on a cruise. If you want to come with us, it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be the trip of a lifetime, quite frankly. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some lengthy, in-depth discussions every day, dinner together every evening. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Cruise coordinator Betsy's on another cruise herself starting today. If you want me to mail you a brochure because you don't have internet access, just give me a call at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Well, Leon, people can get started with doTERRA oils pretty easily. They just go to my website and go to that products sign section there with a drop-down menu. But they're also going to want to get a copy of the book, possibly two different editions of the book, Modern Essentials. And the fifth edition, which says things are not allowed to say anymore because of the Food and Drug Administration. And, of course, the 10th edition, which came out last September. Once you've got that book and you've accessed my website, you're ready to go with getting the oils, aren't you, sir?
Absolutely, and it's very simple. The book, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a aromatherapist. You can open the book if you know what the malady is, whether it's diagnosed or you know the general symptoms. You can ascertain what the oils are, and it'll tell you exactly how to use them, where to apply them. And so it's a really simple way of, many people call it mom in a box, or Dr. Mom in a box. It works very well in that capacity. And so to finish up on that last question you asked me about how they can go to Frontside and get the best deal and learn the most at the same time, and if you get the next one, the one I got almost 10 years ago was the Natural Solutions Kit. And that has 16 oils and the entire suite of On Guard and Deep Blue proprietary blends for pain and also for immunity blend, and so or immunity support. So what happens is when you get that one, you get two of those 4-day certificates, so you can use them for yourself twice back to back throughout the year, and then you can you can also share them with somebody else and both of you go together or whatever. And so that is the best way to acquire the oils for your team and your community and yourself and family, as well as learn valuable skills in whichever platform you prefer. Most people will take, you know, the platform that they excel at. Well, if you have never used a shotgun, and so if that's a deficit, it's always good to have as much variety in your skills of training. And so many people, you know, the reason why they like to go to a range and sit down and punch paper and with the sled is they can show people how awesome they are. But the disadvantage is if your skills are not up to snuff in your eyes or others, then you're just excelling at what you're good at, which is not very good in a combat scenario. Because if you have to pick up a shotgun because of active shooter and it's a policeman's shotgun and you aren't familiar with that, then now you are more of a deficit than an advantage. And now you're trying to swing it.
That's right. Well, in addition to getting the oils, if you would like to have a part-time business, you can turn doTERRA oils into a part-time business, getting a very nice check every month, if you choose to. How would a person do that, Leon?
Yes, sir. They would contact me directly, and we would work together to show them how they can learn more about the oils and how to share the oils.
How would a person contact you, Leon?
Yes, sir. They'd call me at 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. And we'd talk for a bit.
And that's 303-495-2188 to talk to Leon if you want a private consultation on oils for yourself or a loved one. Or if you want to get started with doTERRA as a business, give him a call. We make it as easy as we can because we need healthy, alert, productive Americans to make America great again, and doTERRA oils, along with the energy cleaner and a healthy diet and proper exercise and a great attitude, all those things work together, don't they, Leon?
Absolutely. Your body is a miraculous system, and it can recuperate and recover after years of abuse or neglect to, you know, be the best you can be, just like make your body great again by using, you know, all the different modalities that are available, and I highly recommend it.
Right. Well, there's no time's a wasting. We have what appears to be the luxury of time right now to get ready. That could be a complete illusion. So I urge people to get started with doTERRA oils for themselves. If you want to get started as a business, by all means, get started as a business. But the main thing is to stop procrastinating and get going, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And whenever you describe the importance of taking action, it's a matter of doing it now and not procrastinating, because like you said, it's an illusion of time.
It is. It's much of what we live in is an illusion. Here's our break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Here's a little song.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Tuesday, the 21st day of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have some interesting things there. I keep mentioning open source intelligence. A friend of mine, we met, it's been 6 or 8 years ago. I was working on a homicide. He's a former counterintelligence agent, U.S. military counterintelligence agent. He's now retired, and he puts this together every day for us. Initially, he had a small email list of maybe 20 or 25 people he'd known and worked with over the years. And I asked him, I said, well, we need to get this out where people can see it. This is really valuable information you're putting out here. So we have it on my website. It's updated every couple of days, open source intelligence. If you want to know what's going on in the world, you need to check that out. Right next to that, the promotion for my tour, our Caribbean cruise we're doing in October, Leon Green and I and the people who sign up to go with us, it will be fun. It will be a event of a lifetime. You really need to check that out. And if you come with us, get signed up to go. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. If you've got arthritis pain, well, quite frankly, you need an Energy Cleaner. You really do. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Do you want to sleep as good as you did as a child, like I do every night? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. You'll sleep better than you have since you were a child. Seriously, you will. Only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order on my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. With the cruise, if you don't have internet access and you want me to mail you a flyer, the cruise director is gone for 2 weeks on another cruise. Just give me a call and I'll mail you a nice full-color flyer. My number is 314-965-3007. We're visiting with Leon Green. We're talking about doTERRA essential oils. If you've got a question or comment, we'll take that here at 800-313-9443. Leon, I was having lunch with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, man, you really need a douche and a half. He said, John, I know it. I got some other things to take care of. And it's my favorite vehicle. It's got two wheels in the front, eight in the back, 10 wheels total, and you can make all 10 push and pull, can't you, Leon?
Absolutely. They call it a 6x6, and I like that concept. Matter of fact, when I was going to sleep last night, I went and weld on, you know, a plate since I didn't buy a PTO. It didn't have it. And so I have a, you know, I'm going to be doing electrical, and I have four batteries. And so, yes, those things are phenomenal vehicles. And if you're ever thinking about getting one, get a multi-fuel version. Whereas we know most people, like, I want the newest stuff that just got decommissioned from the military. But they're not as hardened, and they don't take the multi-fuel capacity. So this one can drink transmission fluid, motor oil, diesel, biodiesel. And you just strain it, or, you know, particulates, and you heat up the stuff. And you strain it, and then you can put it right into, you know, you dilute it, you know, half and half or whatever the procedure is for, you know, specifically for that fluid. But it is phenomenal. And, you know, it's even funny when I go to Overland Expo, which is down in Arizona, and they have, you know, deuce and a half in 6 feet of water, and they're driving, and they're pulling out other vehicles that tried to make that attempt, and they're stuck in there. So it's a very commendable vehicle that is
It's called a high water vehicle. The ones with the winch on them, it's a powered takeoff winch, not an electric motor, but a powered takeoff winch in the front. Now, that's a serious, serious piece of equipment, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And so, yes, the PTO, you know, mine did not come with it, and I could retrofit it, but it'd be about $4,000 or more.
Yeah,
and
when I get my deuce and a half, it will definitely have the power takeoff winch. That half-inch cable, you could hook that up, and literally, it's not a flippant statement, you could pull down a building with that winch, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Those things are extremely powerful. And you have to respect them.
Thread the cable through a door window, through a door, and then through an adjoining window, and clamp it off, and turn on the winch, and pull down the building.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what an amazing thing, piece of equipment. Now, there were some, I think it was the Navy, may have been the Marines, they had drop-down sides, which could be handy if you want to load or offload with a forklift. And, of course, there's these work boxes that go on there that actually could convert the deuce and a half into a really big, really rugged motorhome, couldn't it?
Absolutely, and I've seen those at the Overland Expo, and those people have put on these radio boxes or comm gear boxes on the back, and they're already insulated, and they have added EMP protection, and so people have lived back there. And and one man made it so stylish, I should send you pictures, that it looks as nice or better than a lot of RVs you see, and he had it all tweaked out. And so, you know, I like that capacity very much to have that. And if one is in the market for one, you know, you can buy them at, you know, big places like Boyce out in Salt Lake City. But I found mine on Craigslist for $6,000.
Right,
and the biggest challenge I had.
Right.
Trying to find a
place. I see them for about $3,000 to $6,000, depending on condition and location.
Yep.
A little Honda ATV, that holds two people is $6,000 or more.
Yes, sir.
It's not much money.
I was thinking about getting, I was going to get a used Polaris Ranger in camo, and they wanted $9,000, and you know, only has 1,000 miles. Yeah, and so, yes, you're right about that. But the advantage of, you know, the UTV is if you just need to pick up a deer you took and put it on the back and come home without firing up the big behemoth, that's great. But the Polaris is not EMP proof, whereas the deuce and a half is, but it's really noisy.
There's nothing electronic on a deuce and a half. There simply is not anything electronic on a deuce and a half. This is what I drove in Vietnam a lot. It was the most reliable vehicle we had. We had deuce and a halves, we had Jeeps, and we had three-quarter ton trucks with the best maintenance on the planet. U.S. Army trained mechanics, they couldn't hardly keep those things running. The Jeeps were pretty reliable. They ran pretty much all the time, and the deuce and a half always ran. And they have a ring mount for a 50 caliber machine gun also, don't they?
Yes, sir. I don't have that right now, but I'm keeping my eye out for that. But I do have a 50.
I don't want to dwell on this too long, but there's an outfit out west manufacturing bug-out vehicles. Entry level is $500,000. The high-end ones are three-quarters to $1 million. I contacted these people about marketing their products, and here's what they told me. They said, John, everyone we build is sold a year before we build it. They have a one-year waiting list for our bug-out vehicles that cost $500,000, three-quarters of $1 million, and $1 million each. Each, Leon.
Yes, sir.
And people tell me this economy is hurting. Well, there's certainly some people who are doing quite well, aren't there?
Absolutely. And people, the same thing, you know, they look for the earth roamer, and those things are awesome too, and they're very capable, and they can go pretty much anywhere else on the planet. And you know, I ask them questions about the EMP proof, and they're like, you know, they give you the glazed eye look, and it's like, okay, that may be nice, but I'll save my coins for things that are, you know, more crucial. But yeah. It's not a status, and I do have the drop down
vehicle. My $6,000 deuce and a half will keep running, right?
Precisely. And I do have the drop down sides. So if it is the Marines or the Navy that did it, I have, and that was another reason why I chose that one, because of the fact that I could put a whole bunch of liquid, you know, water, gas, whatever, and I can just put it up there with a forklift or a crane and stick it on there. So I have a lot of projects for the truck,
right,
this year,
right,
especially since it's accelerating. And as a matter of fact, I think
you can still use a forklift for that back loader, from the back end, but it's problematic, to say the least. And the drop-down sides is a nice feature. I had to ride in the back of a deuce and a half from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Nantahala National Forest. It was an all-day trip, and the bench seat back there was solid oak, and it was not fun, Leon. It was not fun at all. We started out about 8 in the morning. We got to where we're going about 8 p.m., speeding along at 45, 50 miles an hour with brakes, and all 600 of us in these string of deuce and a halves going to Nantahala National Forest. But we got there, and nobody broke down. These deuce and a halves are wonderful vehicles. Well, Leon, prepping is a passion of yours and a passion of mine, and part of that passion is the doTERRA oils, isn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And it's part of my life now because, you know, I haven't been sick in 8.5 years. How many of your listeners right now can say they have not been sick and had to take antibiotics or anything of that nature? And I'm talking about traumatic issues, as in, you know, impact injuries. But, you know, I fly a lot. I'm around thousands and thousands of people. And the only time I visit a hospital is when people on my team are saying, my mom is in a hospital, my brother's in a hospital with diabetic coma, and their doctors are not looking very positive. And so, and matter of fact, I sent you an email. Actually, sent you one just minutes ago. Showed you the snow here in Colorado. Just we dumped on maybe 4 inches, and And so being prepared is just part of life. If you have, you know, a water and a sleeping bag in your, or a blanket in your car, you can help other people who aren't prepared. But if you aren't, you're just like the, you always hear the victims who, you know, are waiting for somebody to come bail them out. And so it's just part of life. You know, I don't have the doomsday mentality. I'm going on a cruise with you, and I'm going on a cruise thereafter for another week because I wanted to go to this country for years, and it's always been off limits with my clearance. And so because it was, you know, it was that way, I want to see what it's like, you know, before all the Americans go down and check it out. And so it just shows you that if you are prepared, you can have the freedom and flexibility to try other things without having the fear of saying, what happens if this happens while I'm gone? And so it's crucial. It's just part of life in both of our lives.
Right. Well, you can paralyze yourself with fear. That's easily done. I've known people, I'm sure you know people who've done that. I don't choose to live my life that way, paralyzing myself with fear. I choose to live a life that is fun and full of joy and good works and just enjoying life while at the same time doing prudent preparations. And you live your life the same way, don't you, Leon?
Absolutely. And matter of fact, one of the emails talked about, you know, how we protect ourselves from, you know, pathogens. And that one was sent yesterday. And it talked about how these superbugs are killing Americans and, you know, how many people are infected and how many are dying. You know, over 23,000 people to die each year from these superbugs. So you don't hear about it on the radio.
It's too scary. I have friends in the healthcare, medical doctors and chiropractors and nurses, and there's things taking place in these hospitals that can't and won't be talked about publicly. These flesh-eating bacteria that are killing people, really, really scary stuff that people simply don't know about, right, Leon?
Yes, sir. In that article, it talked about Staphylococcus aureus. And then even Candida, and it's not Candida albicans, but a different species, and it is now killing people, and all of their bugs, I mean, all of their drugs and antibiotics are ineffective. And even the most powerful one called colostin is not working, and it actually consumes that antibiotic. So, you know, we are at the end of the antibiotic miracle, and they don't have anything left in their quiver. They are completely out. And they said, yeah, colostrum does work sometimes, but the problem is you may have complete kidney failure and liver failure as well as brain damage. And so that's the best they have.
Well, isn't that special? kidney failure, liver failure, and brain damage. You know, sign me up. I got these photographs here you sent. Now, this is a snowfall in Denver, Metro Denver, yesterday, last night.
No, that's this morning. I woke up to it this morning. I'm like,
oh,
holy
cow. Okay, May the 21st, yeah. And the swimming pool is supposed to open in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, exactly. I bet the kids, and I see all these. and people say, well, what's the big deal? With all the trees and all the leaves budding, there are a bunch of trees that are going to come down, and I would not be surprised if a couple of the power lines are crashed. And because of that, you know, you'll have blackouts or rolling brownouts. And because if you don't have those capacity to have, you know, water and ways to keep warm in the house separate from electricity, then you're impacted. And that becomes a huge impact in your life and waking up and finding out that your alarm didn't go off or your cell phone didn't go off because it wasn't charged. So it's just part of life. If you are organized and you are prepared, then you can handle, you know, minor speed bumps or potholes in life. But if you aren't, You just have the vagaries of nature and of the government.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's a process. Learning about doTERRA oils is a process. It's an experience. Get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials, 5th edition, Modern Essentials, 10th edition. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com and check out the oils. If you get one of these kits, contact Leon about getting the training at FrontSight. And Leon's telephone number is 303-495-2188. If you want to make it a business, it could be a fun part-time business. Once you've learned about these, you need to learn yourself first before you can talk to people. But once you've educated yourself and you find out for yourself how wonderful these oils are, then It's time to start talking to friends and relatives and coworkers and people you go to church with and so forth on your bowling league about how to help them achieve their goals of having a healthy, fun, productive lifestyle. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir. And it's very simple and very easy. And many people say, well, you know, but is it coming out of the languages? And yes, now they've translated the modern essentials to 11 different languages, so people all around the world can benefit. And we're opening up in many different new countries, and Israel is one of them, and Malaysia. So we're opening all over the world.
Hold that thought, Leon. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much. Of May. Well, Leanna, we're going to have you back next Tuesday, or you're going to be in training?
As far as I know, I will be available.
Okay.
It may just be for the first 45 minutes, but yes, I will be available. Yeah.
Okay.
Assuming that, right.
Well, we'll take what we can get. It's always fun to have you on. You've got quite a following, Leon, in case you don't know it. People look forward to our discussions because we talk about such fun things that people need to hear about and people need to know about. It's a journey. It's I'm always learning new things. You're always learning new things. And we bring people along with us to learn new things as well, don't we?
Yes, sir, and that's what the whole purpose of the cruise is. Have fun and learn new things from new people.
That's right. That's right. You'll bring a whole kit of oils with you that you'll be able to talk about privately with people, won't you?
Correct. And yes, I will have those there, and we'll be able to address many different issues. And I always ask people, if you have pictures of the issues you're dealing with, bring them, because I always like to show them the before and after pictures, and they're always astounded how fast and how remarkable it is. And so I've had cuts that people have had, and within a week and a half, they're looking back and like, wow, I didn't have stitches. I didn't do steri strips. Look at the difference before and after. There was one of your listeners. She had a recluse bite. And then I asked her, did the doctor take pictures so he can see progress or not? She said, no. I said, did he tell you to get back with him on a regular basis? No. So, it was just astounding how flippant they were in her diagnosis. And we were talking about, flesh-eating bacteria and how bad recluse spider bites are. And so it is crucial to have an objective way to monitor your progress. And that's one of the first things I do is if it's a visual issue, I say, take pictures. I'm like, well, it's kind of disgusting looking. I'm like, then you can see the before and after, and firsthand how effective they are.
Right. Well, that's good advice. And now with almost every American from age 5 on up has a camera built into their telephone. It's pretty easy, isn't it? When I was in Cincinnati, a lot of people wanted to be photographed standing next to me. I said to the photographer with a cell phone camera, take at least 3. It doesn't cost anything. Somebody might have their eyes closed. So,
yes, sir.
Photography has changed dramatically, to say the least. Leon, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, sir, and we look forward to having you back next Tuesday.
Likewise. Have a best week. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Tomorrow we're going to have Professor McKinney the first hour, my friend Jeff Nyquist hour 2. Thursday we may have a special guest that we'll see. And let's see. I think Steve Hunt won't be with us Thursday. He's got a conflict. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.